Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1719, How Building One Little Habit Can Net You 500,000, by Chris Reining of ChrisReining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome back to a bonus Sunday episode. Like last week, I'm bringing an article to you from one of our other podcasts, this time from Optimal Finance Daily. But not to worry, the principles you'll hear in this episode definitely apply to health. Now, this is a bonus episode, of course, meaning that this is a little addition. Nothing's being taken away. And I think you're going to enjoy this one from the host, Diana. So with that, let's hear another article and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
How Building One Little Habit Can Net You 500,000, by Chris Reining of ChrisReining.com. A lot of people ask me how it is living in Madison, and I tell them that it's one of the most livable cities in America. It's so livable, I just got rid of my car. It does revolve around the schedules for the University of Wisconsin athletic teams, that and the Green Bay Packers. I don't care about sports, but that's not a popular thing to say here when people feel so strongly about these teams. And if you're someone who doesn't care about sports, you go watch highlights on YouTube so you can talk to people who can only talk sports. I was watching a Packers video. They were playing the Dallas Cowboys with 1:13 left and were down 3 with the ball. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, drives 75 yards down the field and scores a touchdown. The Packers win the game. What I find most interesting is what Rodgers says about that touchdown during the post-game press conference. The moment isn't as big as you think it is. It comes down to the little things executed perfectly. The Packers wanted a touchdown, an outcome. Most people want some outcome. They want to be, I don't know, the author of a best-selling book, a famous speaker, or rich. But they don't want to repeatedly do the little things it takes to get them there. They don't want the process to put in the work required. Having a best-selling book means sitting down every single day and spending 2 hours on your writing. Being a famous speaker means crisscrossing the country to give 100 talks on your own dime. Getting rich means spending less than you earn and investing the difference. This is how you get an outcome. But here's the thing. Doing the little things over and over again takes self-control. Maybe I'm good at self-control. I remember as a kid, my parents would give me and my sister soda once per week on Saturday nights. My dad would line up 3 little cups, filling them halfway with soda and topping them off with tap water. This cruel little exercise taught me that self-control is a muscle. If you use it, it gets stronger, and if you don't, it gets weaker. Here's another example. 2 years ago, I wanted to build more muscle, so I started doing this full body workout from Reddit. 3 times a week, I'm walking 1 block over to the park to do these exercises. And after a few weeks, you form a little habit. And then it just becomes what you do. The reason you're working out 3 times a week is because you work out 3 times a week. Make sense? And eventually, you've been working out 3 times a week for 114 weeks. And the bigger that number gets, the more it scares you. All it takes is skipping 1 day for that number to go back to 0. You probably think this sounds nuts, but this is how you build long-term habits. You start small and then you use the fear of starting over to make you stronger, to practice self-control. This works equally well for your personal finances too. Most people say they want to earn more money, and the easiest way to earn more is to spend less. You can double your income if you cut your expenses in half. So where do you start? Why not start with something small, like the $5 a day you spend on coffee? It doesn't have to be coffee. It can be whatever little thing you repeatedly waste money on. Once you form a little habit of saving $5 a day, then you form a little habit of saving $20 a day. Maybe that comes from the $15 you spend eating out. It might help to think of this like a snowball rolling down a long, steep hill. That's what you're doing by saving $5 a day here and $15 a day there, because that adds up to $600 a month. That $600 a month becomes $7,000 a year, and that $7,000 a year becomes $35,000 every 5 years, and that 35 grand every 5 years becomes 175 grand in 25 years. But wait, there is more. If you invest this $20 a day, getting a 7% return in 25 years, you have $500,000. Wow, $500,000 for just $20 a day. Yet people still complain to me that they can't do this. And I think the reason they can't do this is because they listen to that little voice in their head. Missing one time is okay. You worked hard, you deserve it. You can try again tomorrow. The hardest thing in life is probably self-control. So just start with one little habit. Do it over and over again. And then go build another little habit and another. Now you have a bunch of little habits creating so much momentum that you won't be able to stop. That's how you succeed. Just like Aaron Rodgers said. You just listened to the post titled, How Building One Little Habit Can Net You $500,000 by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. I love the topic of habits because they're just so powerful when it comes to changing your reality. The term self-control feels so heavy to me. I think it sends the impression that building habits are harder than they need to be. The key for me for changing any habit has been to start small, focus more on consistency than progress, track that consistency, and prioritize my mindset. I think mindset is so important when it comes to habits because your thoughts create a chain reaction that eventually leads you to taking action. The phrase thoughts become things sounds so woo-woo, I know. But to me, it's not about magical thinking. There seems to be a clear process as to how thoughts become things. Your thoughts manifest as the words you say to yourself and to other people. And when you say these words enough times, they solidify as beliefs. I think you need to truly believe something on a deep level in order to take confident, consistent action. So when it comes to your finances, if you don't truly believe that the little thing you waste money on every day is going to make that much of a difference to your finances, you may be able to use willpower for a little while to resist, but you'll likely not make a long-term change. This to me is where self-control and effort is required. But what if we put that effort into changing our beliefs? When action flows from belief, it's easier to commit to that action. And over time, that action becomes a mindless habit. It takes much less effort to stick with it. These habits are the building blocks of our realities, and habits are built unconsciously or consciously. This is why listening to a podcast like this daily can have such a positive effect on your spending and other money habits, because you're getting to the root of your behaviors through your beliefs. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.